Yeah, great weekend to be out and outside and doing things in the sunshine and enjoying all the warmth. And it was a weekend where I was in the hockey rink for Friday, Saturday, and part of Sunday.
It's a long time.
But having a good time, as much as it was nice outside, it was good to be indoors. We talked Friday. I know I mentioned it a couple of times. So the Saginaw Bay Ice Arena team for the Greater Saginaw Amateur Hockey Association that Charlie was with, the Bantam team, the Storm Masters, was playing in the state tournament this weekend. I will tell you now, I'm not going to play a rendition of Queen's We Are the Champions because it didn't turn out that way. But it was a good weekend, all in all. When you get to the state semifinals, you know, you might not win the championship, but at least you had a chance to play in a game to get to the championship.
Yeah, no, Heritage was playing there the same weekend, weren't they, in Kalamazoo?
No, they were in, I can't remember where they were. They had a thrilling triple overtime win, though.
Right,
yeah. Because I believe Dow did, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, a couple of teams in the triple overtime games as the high school tournaments are getting going too. Tough because we played a couple of opponents that we faced last year because in the same district we lost our first game to Cadillac. It was a 4-1 game on Friday, but then we came back Saturday to get a 6-2 win against Lakeland, an 9-1 win against Garden City, which put us into the semifinal game on Sunday against a team from the Upper Peninsula, which is an amazing team. They're based in Newberry, and they draw from all over in the Upper Peninsula.
They play a lot of hockey up there.
They do, and they have a talent, and they travel well, because I think half the Upper Peninsula was in Kalamazoo over the weekend. Plus, they do a radio broadcast, and they also do a streaming broadcast.
Whoa.
Well, for people that can't come down from the UP.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
And again, it's, you know, the small towns there understand. I mean, these hockey associations, I mean, this is the center of their attention. So, and we lost. That was the semifinal game we lost. And this is the team last year that we lost to in the semifinals, because last year the team Charlie was on was fortunate to get to the state final tournament again. They won the state finals last year in a triple overtime win against Cadillac. Just so happened that Cadillac and that team from the UP I'm talking about rematched yesterday. This time Cadillac won the state championship.
Oh.
So we lost to Cadillac and we lost to the team from the UP. The two teams that appeared in the state finals.
Oh, that's
not
good
bad.
Company to keep. Yeah.
Exactly. No. Yeah, if you got to lose, you lose to the people that are playing for the finals, and I suppose you can hang your hat and say, well, at least we know the teams we lost to had to get by us to get to the finals.
Right,
for sure.
Yeah, you kind of hang your head on that. But it was a good weekend all around. The kids had a good time. All the families had a good time. We had a good time on Saturday. We had an early morning game and then an evening game. How do you kill that time? Well, they put together a nice taco bar that the kids enjoyed in the hotel breakfast area. We commandeered that and turned it into a lunch activity. So that went on for a couple of hours. So that was good. And then Sunday, after our loss, we gathered. This is a cool rink, Wings West Arena. Really nice. Two sheets of ice, and they're side by side. So you can go in the upper hallway and see both sheets at the same time. So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
They have a restaurant that overlooks one of the sheets of ice. And so we had a private room there and had a little team gathering afterwards, lunch, and the coach said some nice things about all the players and handed out some gifts. And it was just a nice way to finish up the season. Because that was it. Until who knows when.
So hockey season is over?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, all right.
Although there's a team that Charlie is also helping practice that still has a tournament to play. So a couple of times this week, I think we're going to head back to the ice arena so he can help out that team and hopefully advance their cause. Had a nice hotel we were staying at. I've never stayed at a hotel where I had the little kitchenette area.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
With a full fridge and the stove.
Kind of like a residence inn.
Yeah, microwave,
mm-hmm.
Dishwasher, even plates and glasses in the cupboards.
Wow.
And the ice trays were filled, too.
Wow.
Which I thought was nice, and I'm thinking to myself,
how long ago were these filled?
Thank you. I appreciate the gesture, but I don't know. Were these just done for us this morning, or?
Maybe you want to make your own anew.
I went to the ice machine instead.
Yeah. Because
okay. You just never know. You just never know. It's kind of funny. You know, we had to endure the time change. And, you know, I'm pretty much on one of those clocks. And you know how it is in the morning. We get kind of awake on our own sometimes. Mm-hmm. But just to make sure, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do one of those hotel wake-up calls. Just to make sure, you know, who knows.
Yeah.
And the call came in at the time change on the wake-up machine apparently wasn't done.
Oh, no.
Because it came in an hour later than it was supposed to. I was already awake by that time, but it's like, okay. Oh, I've got a wake-up call. Hour later, it came in. Whoop, somebody's got to change that. Hope the rest of the hotel wasn't looking for that wake-up call because we're going to be pounding on some doors here.
Some missed flights, yeah.
So that was kind of fun. And I did not know this. You know, I have not traveled. If I've traveled, I don't recall it. Taking 69 to get down to 94 to shoot over to Kalamazoo.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I just didn't realize that at some point they decide that since 69 does travel more south and west, they just change it to South 69. Once you get...
Oh, once you start...
Yeah. Lansing, yeah, yep. It becomes South 69.
Right.
I'm like, does this screw up somebody's GPS or something? Or does it have any effect on anything? I mean, here I'm traveling west, west, west. I'm like, South 69? What is that? Is that a different... South 69.
Yeah, you do that left around Lansing.
And I understand because it goes that way.
Right.
But still, make up your minds,
it's not
folks.
Going west anymore.
You know, I understand. I mean, yeah. Then returning home is like take North 69. And for my 69 doesn't go north, it goes east. But we got there. Boy, 94. Man, I forgot how busy it is in those stretches on the west side of the state.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's only two lanes over there, too. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, all the trucks that are around over there. So that was, but we got there and everything was fine. And again, a nice weekend, nice weather to travel in. Even got gas in Kalamazoo for $1.99.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. And then coming back, I decided to take the 127 up toward your area in Alma, although I shot over to the St. Louis, you know, but I went through Breckenridge and saw it for $1.89.
Oh, wow.
In
okay.
Breckenridge.
Hmm.
Did you pass that station? Did you notice that?
I saw 191 was the lowest I saw
okay.
today.
No, I saw 189 in Breckenridge as far as that was concerned.
We'll probably go lower, I'm going to assume.
That's the way it seems like it's going.
Since we got the, oil futures continue
to
crash
down. Continuing to drop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saudis are trying to crash the market, too, it sounds like.
And a bunch of people were talking about the low gas prices, mm-hmm. how nice it was that we had to travel, and they were getting it low and coming and going. One thing that I did not hear much talk about through the entire weekend, if at all, politics and coronavirus.
Well,
at a large gathering.
You didn't have anything on, did you?
No.
Because coronavirus was everywhere.
Yeah,
but I'm saying...
Continuously.
As far, in the group setting and at the hockey rink. Yeah,
I was hoping
people were talking about it. I didn't hear about it.
I was hoping you played freakout this morning after that weekend of news coverage on coronavirus.
Well, that was nice because I was out of touch with the news and this is the way I wanted it. It's like I'm here. Yeah. I got to concentrate on this. But I'm saying, you know, I was thinking that a bunch of people would be talking about it amongst themselves. Maybe that would be the talk of the team or the gathering.
Yeah, the
no.
politics basically got
no.
pushed off the front page.
Well,
with the coronavirus.
Nice to know in some ways if people have other things on their minds, they're not talking about it. Although, having said that, having had to utilize the facilities at the arena a couple of times, you know, obviously when nature calls, you got to do what you got to do. There are a number of people who are in danger of getting and probably transmitting the coronavirus. Those who go in and go out without washing hands, I was appalled. I was appalled.
Hmm.
I took note and made sure that I stayed away.
I heard
I'm like,
stat,
are you kidding me?
I heard a stats that over the weekend, something like 1 in 5 wash their hands in the restroom.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that is horrible.
I'll verify it.
Which is why I refuse to shake hands right now because of all this. I'm always ashamed at America. I'm sorry. America, I'm going to say I'm ashamed because when you have to have news stories explaining exactly the proper way to wash your hands, there's a problem right there. I was at a party this weekend, a birthday party, and a gentleman that I never knew but came up and started shaking everybody's hand. And all I could think of was Viper in the film Top Gun. Because he tells Tom Cruise at one point, he says, you took that chance and broke a major rule of engagement. And that's all I could think of was this guy broke a major rule of engagement. You don't go around shaking hands, especially when it's a buffet-like kind of party, too. So that was bad.
And now instead of fist bumps, they're recommending elbow bumps.
Yeah,
so
right.
They don't have any bare
bumps,
skin.
Yes.
Yeah,
just wave.
I just hit the point where maybe just smile.
Just wave. Yeah. Say hi.
How about nod? Some type of acknowledgement. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, it was fun. You know, we survived, and thanks to those who I had heard from and wondered what was going on. Well, that's how it went. Oh, I better squeeze you this in real quick. I mentioned the UP has a radio broadcast. They were set up right behind us, so I could hear the whole broadcast, the entire game. They were very respectful of our team, even though I think we lost 7-0. But we put up a good fight. We got behind early, but put up a good fight. At one point, when Charlie was in goal. Now, the UP broadcast wasn't broadcasting all of our players. They weren't going to figure out who they were. But they knew the goaltenders because obviously that's what these ones talk about. They talked about Nate, our first goaltender. And then Charlie got in there. He's listed as Charles Rude. Charles Rude now in goal for the Saginaw team. And I'm thinking, oh, cool. You got his name right. So I was going to turn around and correct him. And at one point, there was a flurry of saves and shots that were missing. And the guy says, and the Saginaw goaltender, Charles Rude, standing on his head in goal, keeping Saginaw, keeping the goal, the puck out of the Saginaw goal. I thought, well, very, thank you. I was thinking to myself, don't trash my kid. I'm going to turn around and unplug your broadcast. Because I know how to do that.